Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Nobody expects reasoned, unbiased discourse from MSNBC. They are, and, you know, openly leftist network, one that tarnishes the NBC's brand at attempt, or their attempt at impartiality. And we know that the network is going to lean heavily on gun control, and they'll push that agenda as much as they can. That's precisely what they did recently when they had Brady President Chris Brown and former gun industry insider turned anti-gun grifter Ryan Bussey on one of the network's shows. Now, both of these people are purported experts, yet both managed to embarrass themselves with their attempts at anti-gun talking points. As he decided to reference a recent incident in Atlanta, Bussey lamented, "The tragedy isn't what's illegal. The tragedy here is what is legal." And as you note, this guy didn't need six loaded guns, including an AR and a tactical shotgun, to go grocery shopping, right? He then sought out an analogy. But yet, Georgia is one of the states that Brady President Chris Brown mentioned that has recently rolled back concealed carry permitting. I mean, I think Americans really think about it this way. We have about 270 million registered vehicles in the United States, and you don't have to travel on many roads to know it seems pretty crowded. We have a lot of traffic laws, right? We've got lines on the road. We've got bumpers. We've got speed limits. We've got police that are patrolling everything. Now, Bussey worked in the gun industry, so he must have been on the other side of the traffic car talking point. How much did he suck to not understand the fundamental difference between traffic and gun rights? Right? If nothing else, driving has been categorized by the courts as a privilege, not a right. The roads are public roads, but that means they're essentially owned by the government. All of those laws and regulations he cites have to do with driving on those roads. Where things go off the rails is that if you're not on a public road, there are no such regulations. You don't even need a driver's license if you stay off public roads. If you've got land, you can hand your keys to a 10-year-old and let them drive all over the place. Probably not the smartest thing to do, but traffic laws don't come into effect. Speed limits. All you need to know about speed limits in this vein is in the fact that racetracks exist. So, in other words, this talking point keeps coming up, but it's predicated on hoping people are ignorant. And let's not pretend that there aren't a plethora of laws on the books about guns as it is. There are, and despite the fact that the Second Amendment says that our gun rights shall not be infringed. But that didn't make it on MSNBC for some reason. And as much as I'd like to kick Chris or Ryan Bussey around all this an awful lot, he wasn't the only one to make a fool of themselves on MSNBC by any stretch of the imagination. Chris Brown did too. Shortly after Bussey concluded, Velshi turned to Brown and wondered, "But how do we get folks to understand this? When people say it's about the Second Amendment and the right to self-defense, people in war don't carry the weapons that the average American has." That's simply not true. Well, it's sort of true because none of us would be caught carrying some of this stuff in combat. It's not going to become true simply because MSNBC has repeated it 1,000 times either. Nevertheless, Brown tried to imply that it was. And here's our stab at, relevance and pertinence here. Well, my partner is actually a retired Navy. He was a fighter pilot. And before I came on today, Ali, I talked to him about what his requirements for flying over Bosnia, for example. He was issued a gun every time he left the carrier, and he had to check it back in every time he got back. That's the standard on most military bases in this country. You're not allowed to carry a gun unless you have a specific reason on that day, on that duty. And then it goes back to the armory. Well, that's true. But that particular rule has left bases vulnerable to attacks. And that there have been several over the years which actually point out how gun-free zones simply aren't safe. And keep in mind that military bases have tons of security, and they still can't keep guns out. What hope does, say, Times Square have on a normal Tuesday? The other part they fail to put out is that existing in the military is basically a socialistic sort of thing. We're all dressed in the same way. We got a guy telling us what we can and cannot do, or guys telling us what we can and cannot do. Base commanders don't want you carrying a gun, so nobody carries a gun. But it has nothing to do with the fact that that's the smart thing to do. That is what they do in the military. And something I think Brown is missing regards that weapon her partner carried while flying missions. Yes, he had to turn it back in when the mission was over. But let's also remember that the weapon in question wasn't his to begin with. And that's also something that gets missed in the discussion all too often, in my opinion. Yes, these weapons are tightly controlled, but part of that is because of the ownership of those weapons. Troops get to keep their uniforms and all about that, but they're actually paid for those. In a lot of cases, it's their property. The weapons, though, are not. They belong to Uncle Sam. And that means the military has a vested interest in controlling that property. Making someone sign it in and out when they go out on a mission isn't necessarily guns are bad and we don't trust you with it versus this is our property and we're on the hook for it if it goes missing. For some reason, that never enters into the conversation, and we know MSNBC isn't going to bring it up, especially since it might undermine their anti-gun narrative. The truth is that Bussey and Brown both bring up things completely out of context, and all in the hopes it will somehow trick people into thinking it's some sort of big gotcha. But Bussey especially should know better. Then again, when you sell out to the other side for what I imagine is a bigger paycheck, you have to leave valid arguments behind, don't you? Ryan Bussey, former executive at Kimber. I don't even know who works at Kimber now, to be honest with you. Kimber has gone through a few changes here and there. None of the stuff that they say out, looking at criminals and equating that with law-abiding people that own guns is the most egregious of lies. Most law-abiding people that own guns are never going to fire their gun at a human. They may carry it, but they're never going to fire it at a human. Those that do, find out how much fun that really is. It is not a fun thing to do. And getting out here and trying to do this false equivalency with the military, of course, Okay, well, he was in the military, so he knows. Listen, fighter pilots, they carry a weapon in case they get shot down. They're not ground combat guys. They don't have the infantry capability of a Cub Scout in most cases. They have a very highly specialized job with crazy reflexes and eyesight and multitasking capability, but infantry operations is not one of them, and you can't do infantry operations when you're by yourself if you get shot down. So, yeah, they're clowns, and they proved it. I guess that was the whole point, right? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. There's some people that are looking at what's going on in the House right now and the vote for the speakership. And they've gone through six rounds of voting right now, and Kevin McCarthy has failed to secure the 218 votes needed to become Speaker of the House. It is the first time in a century that the vote has gone to multiple ballots, but not the first time ever. And the news outlets, of course, are making quite a bit out of this. You know, like from ABC News. Now the fight spills into a second chaotic day. There's nothing chaotic about it. Now, somewhere in the vicinity of zero voters will change their worldview or a political affiliation because the GOP is taking a few extra days to grind out their leadership vote. And there, nor is there anything particularly dysfunctional about disagreeing on the question. Kevin McCarthy is the speaker designate, I guess you would think, because it's his turn. But he isn't an admiral or preordained by the Lord to be speaker. So this isn't mutiny. It's just a vote. And a battle over leadership shows a more democratic dynamic than the typical lockstepping on the matter. In most other democratic nations, this kind of parliamentary fight would be considered tame and completely expected. But however the vote ends up, it won't matter much because neither side in this battle has anything special or particularly consequential to offer. McCarthy claims, or excuse me, Ralph Norman, a McCarthy supporter, claims this is about saving the country and getting somebody that's going to cut and get us on a financial path of solvency. Well, guess what? Kevin McCarthy isn't Henry Clay. He doesn't possess any extraordinary skill or vision that makes him uniquely qualified to stop the Democrats' next spending bill, much less save the country. The conceit and sanctimony of politicians who believe the world is in desperate need of their talents is endlessly insufferable to me. If you want to venerate middling House members, become a Democrat and throw your hosannas at Nancy Pelosi. Republicans need competency more than anything else, he says. The American people voted to split government power again. The governing mandate of House Republicans is to check the executive branch. With a slim House majority in the Senate and presidency in the hands of Democrats, the only requisite skill needed in a speaker is the ability to corral the party's factions to stop the opposition. If you're unable to gain consensus during a partisan vote for leadership, how will you do it during your term? McCarthy booster Don Bacon, you can't accommodate a small group that essentially has you hostage, and that's what's going on here. We're not going to do it. Sure you can. This isn't the papacy. Is there no other conservative in the House with some basic aptitude who could bring together the party? McCarthy could go back to being a plain old congressman or head for the lobbying job, and the country would remain exactly as he found it. McCarthy is certainly as good as anybody else in Congress, but also he's only as good as almost anybody else in Congress. And that said, what is the point? Not much that I can see. Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert have no competing legislative agenda to offer, much less any coherent philosophical position. McCarthy has gone out of his way to placate the people in his party. Why any sane person would want the job of dealing with Paul Gozer or Marjorie Taylor Greene is beyond my comprehension. Others among the 20 holding up the coronation probably have some personal gripes against McCarthy, which is a completely legitimate reason to oppose electing him boss. By the way, others are intent to fight the establishment for its own sake, which is a vacuous and nonsensical position. Someone is going to be in charge. McCarthy isn't Fred Upton, and if you're constantly opposing that person because you can't do everything you want, you will get nothing. And this seems to be a state in which many Republicans seem quite content. It is true that the two-party system creates stability by building the left-right consensus before elections. But this particular fight, which is basically senseless, is over the future of management, not about some big ideological schism. This would make more sense to me if we had Trump in the White House. But even having Trump in, let's say we have Trump or DeSantis in the White House, and the Democrats still have the Senate. Any bill that the House tries to advance, And we have seen, haven't we, when Paul Ryan was Speaker of the House, how many times did they vote to repeal Obamacare? How many times did the Republican-controlled Senate vote to repeal Obamacare under Obama? Then they got Trump, and then they had it all. They had the House, the Senate. How many times did they vote after that? They voted 8 times to repeal Obamacare. Was it that a show? Was that a show? So you can say, oh, well, they're doing the best they can. They just can't do anything until they get the presidency. Well, they got the presidency. We had national reciprocity laid out there for Paul Ryan. He did not. Now, and Paul Ryan, he decided this for himself. Paul Ryan did not think, in his words, the country is ready for national reciprocity. So I held it up. Right? It finally did pass out of there. And then it got into the Senate, where you had some more guys. You know, you had McConnell and his crony, his little crony crew, Cornyn, Thune, Graham, those guys. They were there, and nothing happened with that, right? It didn't go anywhere. And nobody protected the president, either the Republicans in the House, or in the Senate. All we got out of them was a better aligned Supreme Court and some very decent judiciary picks. But nothing as far as anything legislatively happened. Nothing that could have happened. So, I mean, you know, yes, I have questions about this. I have questions about, does it matter? I have questions about, should we care? If it meant that there was, if it brought the business of the House to a grinding halt and nothing happened for the next 2 years, we would be better off. The Democrats very much intend to go after guns. They're going to continue to go after guns, but without any appropriations, you know, they could defund quite a few things. Because everything, all the money comes from the House. They have the power of the purse. And anything that the Senate tries to do, you know, that's fine. But it has to also go through. The House has to do pretty much something identical to what the Senate does in order for it to actually work out to where they get what they want. And that's where the power comes from. And Nancy Pelosi knew how to wield that. I don't know what McCarthy would do, but then again, I'm not really even sure that any of this matters at this moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Update, 9 rounds and he's still down. Kevin McCarthy still has not garnered enough votes to take over as Speaker of the House. Every speaker since 1923 has been elected after just one vote. A group of about 20 hardline Republicans argue the party needs a new direction. The nation's border guards say President Biden is in for a surprise when he visits the southern border.
People are still crossing. People are still being released in crazy numbers.
Chris Cabrera is with the Border Patrol Union in Texas. He says physical barriers are being erected, but their use is limited. Once a person crosses the border, they're allowed to claim asylum. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 340 points to 32,929. The S&P 500 dropped 45 points to 3,807. The Nasdaq shed 153 points to 10,305. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Dateline Oregon, the new gun laws that make up Measure 114 have yet to be enforced in the state of Oregon. 2 months after the ballot referendum squeaked out a 50.7% margin of victory on Election Day, thanks in large part to a judge in Harney County who granted a temporary restraining order halting enforcement just days before the permit to purchase provision and magazine ban were set to take effect. This past Tuesday, Judge Robert S. Roscio had another chance to weigh in on the constitutionality of Measure 114 and once again sided with opponents, telling lawyers with the State Attorney General's office that a portion of the law dealing with background checks on retail firearm sales will also remain on hold at least for now. On December 23rd, he heard oral arguments from Oregon on a motion to allow the law's background check provision to take effect, even while the constitutionality of the measure's other elements were decided by the courts. Under federal law, firearm dealers can sell guns without a completed background check if the check takes longer than 3 business days. In practice, Oregon's new law would end. This is referred to as the Charleston loophole, but, I mean, it was written into law by the Democrats back in the 90s. This allowed Dylan Roof to buy a gun in 2015 and kill 9 black parishioners in a church here in Charleston. In his opinion issued Tuesday, Roscio said he would reconsider severing the background check provision of the law from the rest of the measure only if the permit to purchase element was ultimately found to be unconstitutional. He stressed that he has not made a final determination on the constitutionality of any of Measure 114's provisions. The lawsuit in Harney County, filed by Gun Owners of America, the Gun Owners Foundation, and several individual gun owners sought to have the entire law placed on hold while the constitutionality was decided. state's lawsuit specifically makes the claims under the Oregon Constitution, not the U.S. Constitution. Roscio's decision is good news for gun owners and would-be gun owners, at least in the short term. In the wake of 114's narrow passage, gun sales exploded across the state in Oregon, and the state police were quickly inundated with background checks. It was so fast and so quick, they were soon inundated and a backlog developed. As of December 14th, the state police were trying to process more than 38,000 background checks, and many of those checks aren't being completed within 72 hours. Some gun stores in Oregon have decided to proceed with sales after 72 hours have passed because it's legal, while other FFLs have taken the position of not releasing any firearms until after the checks have been completed. If the backers of Measure 114 get their way, the state could make the current background check delays part of the new status quo, imposing de facto waiting periods on the purchase of a firearm by simply not providing the state police with the staffing necessary to handle all of the background check requests in a timely manner. Judge Roscio's latest decision precludes that possibility from taking place in the immediate future. But the legal wrangling over 114 has a long way to go in both state and federal courts. And before Oregon gun owners can truly be confident that they will not be subjected to any of its infringements on the right to keep and bear arms. Now let's shoot across the Atlantic now. Let's go to the United Kingdom. They have some very strict gun laws in the United Kingdom. Handguns are basically banned. If you see a criminal with a handgun, this guy's a desperado. I mean, this guy is truly somebody that is, he's so, so bad. And heavy restrictions on guns, we're told, is part of why the United Kingdom doesn't have the issues with violent crime that we do, we're told. Now, what you're not told, of course, is that, one, they have more violent crimes per 100,000 than we do. Because 82% of our crime doesn't involve guns at all here. So if you're just talking about gun stuff, gun violence, that kind of thing, well, then, it doesn't matter, because I talk about violence. But apparently, there can be no other factors at play. That also can't be the reason their violent crime rates were much lower than ours before they passed their current restrictions either. Regardless of any of that stuff I'm talking about, all this nonsense I'm trying to bring in, the logic I'm trying to impose, we're told that their laws work and they should be emulated. But they also seem to have their issues now. I pointed this out. A violent feud involving guns is behind a move to increase police stop and search powers in a North Manchester district. Officers introduced the so-called Section 60 powers of Harfury after a spate of serious violence, and the measure came into force yesterday evening and remained in place across the area until 10 p.m. on a certain day. No further details have been revealed about what crimes have occurred, where, or when. But the Manchester Evening News understands that the incidents involved firearms being used amid an ongoing feud. Now, I could get into arguing about these stop and search powers, and I can argue both sides, to be honest, but that's not what I want to do. Instead, I feel like I need to make a point that if the UK's gun laws were as amazing as many people claim, then why was there a problem with guns in a violent feud in Manchester, England? I mean, if it's so effective, it just doesn't make any sense. Unless, of course, you recognize that the people involved in said feud are the kind that will ignore all the laws, any law against violence in the UK, meaning they're also the kind of people who will ignore gun control laws. And further, since there's a demand for guns with the criminals, someone happily provided those guns, despite all those gun control laws, to the criminals for money. In other words, I've gone to the restroom and done things that are more effective at curbing violence than the UK gun control laws, or the American gun control laws, for that matter. The truth is that the UK has a lot of other potential reasons why violent crime is, you know, the way it is there. It was lower before their current batch of gun control laws was passed. And as far as gun-type violence, it probably will remain lower than ours. But there's other things involved. And this need for additional powers to curb gun-related violence illustrates just how ineffective those laws are there. Meanwhile, law-abiding people in the UK are deprived of their ability to protect themselves from those violent criminals, all because the UK got their knickers in a twist about guns. And they could, if they wanted to, untwist them, because the laws aren't working. And people are vulnerable to all kinds of horrible acts of violence. They outlawed knives in London. They were told by the mayor of London that this is what you put up with when you live in a major world city. You know, I feel like they shouldn't have to worry about if they can run from a life-threatening situation, especially since that just makes them more vulnerable. I've always thought that, you know, just because you choose to live in a place, that doesn't mean that you should be subject to murder or violence or any of the other things. Unfortunately, Parliament isn't likely to change anything. We just need to keep fighting so we don't end up in that same spot as our cousins across the pond. And yes, they, in my case, they are cousins. They are cousins. They are. I'm half British, so I do have cousins across the pond. So, yeah, I saw that, and I've always known that. Organized crime is going to get guns. They're just going to do it. It's easily done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We get this. J.P. Morgan pulled the levers of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking operation, U.S. Virgin Islands says in new lawsuit, according to Business Insider. J.P. Morgan knowingly, negligently, and unlawfully provided and pulled the levers through which recruiters and victims were paid and was indispensable to the operation and concealment of the Epstein trafficking enterprise. Now, if this is proven, it seems like a very curious relationship for a bank that presumes to be the woke moral arbiter for its customers' right to keep and bear arms. Now, thanks to CEO Jamie Dimon's discretionary practices against firearms industries, some states are removing it and similar banks from consideration for state business. And, you know, I don't guess anybody, he's not going to worry about it. He has a net worth of $2 billion. He can afford it. And his bank provided law enforcement retiree bodyguard ensures he doesn't need to worry about the types of self-defense considerations he makes more difficult for his less connected customers. Still, an affinity for elitist citizen disarmament is understandable when you consider that J.P. Morgan was the company that handled ATF's credit cards during its adventures in Operation Fast and Furious gunwalking. While no longer its provider, a 2017 GSA contract award makes Citibank and the U.S. Bank the beneficiaries, J.P. Morgan handled ATF accounts back when the Bureau was letting guns be found next to bodies in Mexico, and even reportedly offered a sweetheart deal to allow one of the Fast and Furious managers to leave the country during the congressional investigations and double dip on his retirement to boot. But it's confusing if J.P. Morgan really did profit from Epstein's escapades. Why did it reportedly take such a blue-nosed approach during Operation Choke Point and try to stiff porn stars? And it makes it fair to wonder what credit card that ATF inspector in Louisiana used when he, well, I'm not going to go into that story. Maybe it's safest to get back on track and recall how J.P. Morgan repeatedly, unilaterally, and without warning, terminated the account for Defense Distributed. With so many rope-selling capitalists banking on disarmament, jumping on the Department of Pre-Crime bandwagon to snitch on naively trusting customers to the feds, it's fair to ask why it's in the interest of gun-owning taxpayers to support government bailouts after fat cats undermining their rights have mismanaged themselves into a corner. It's also fair to ask, noting the story, you know, with when authorities are finally going to subject the privileged participant in the Epstein sex trafficking that J.P. Morgan is accused of profiting off of to the same treatment? Or did his suicide convince co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell that those aspiring to a monopoly of violence do so for a reason? Finally, I think we end with this. Coming out of New Jersey, the editorial board of a major New Jersey newspaper is claiming that the Second Amendment is a curse. The Star-Ledger published an editorial on Tuesday titled "The Second Amendment is a Curse," which railed against American gun rights, claiming they're making it difficult for state lawmakers to enact gun safety measures like gun-free zones. They argue that while the Supreme Court and the pro-Second Amendment lawsuits make it harder for New Jersey to pass gun control, 300 people are shot every 24 hours in the U.S. They began with the board slamming the 2022 Bruin decision to strike down more than a century-old state law that restricts the right to carry a concealed handgun in public. They lamented how the court's decision has made it easier for lawsuits to dismantle any attempt by the New Jersey governor to sharply limit where guns can be carried in New Jersey. They said, where you have fewer guns and stricter laws, you have fewer gun injuries and deaths, research has shown. Yet while most people are solidly on his side, the law may not withstand legal challenges. Well, that's because, you know, those studies you're talking about, they don't actually exist. Or if they do exist, they are designed to look like that. Because that's not actually true. But then, because for some reason, I guess their rights are based upon, your rights are based upon the whims of their readers, they then invited readers to imagine a society where establishing gun control wasn't hard. And then they brought up Canada and their pro-gun control activist leader, Prime Minister Castro Trudeau, as the embodiment of that ideal place. Then they said, now imagine a world where we didn't have to struggle with this. You don't have to look far for the inspiration. There it is, just north of our border, where Prime Minister Trudeau is almost reaching the point of banning gun sales in Canada. They added, they have no Second Amendment, no constitutional right to gun ownership. Guns are treated the same as any other consumer good that the government can regulate. Meanwhile, they pointed to America as a place where blood is shed daily, thanks to gun rights. Meanwhile, in America, we continue to bleed daily with an average of more than 300 people shot every 24 hours, including 22 children and teens. And then they blasted the rationale behind the Second Amendment, stating the core rationale is that we need guns for self-defense. But what we have is a public policy in which nearly 49,000 people a year are killed by guns, and nearly 400 million firearms flood our streets, more than one for every citizen. I hate when I back out into my cul-de-sac, I have to dodge all those guns that are out there in the streets. The board further described the idea of guns for self-defense as a fanatical interpretation of our Second Amendment culture, and claim that the country has a fetish with gun culture. And then they pine for a country in which we could regulate guns as we do cars. That's always their thing. Can we do it as we do cars? Before we go, I'm sort of coming up on a kind of at a crossroads. You know, I like flashlights on my guns. I like optics on my guns. But I also really like a gun that's easy to carry. And sometimes I think to myself, I may be making this a little harder than it needs to be. Now, the flashlight and the optic doesn't really add a lot of weight, right? My priority now is the gun and spare ammo. And I carry a separate flashlight in my pocket, although I could carry a weapon-mounted light with me just as easily and then attach it to the gun if I had to, I guess. But I sort of like the idea of the gun being separate from this. And I'm going to throw it out there to you. Would you rather have your gun, and in the past little bit, I have, I will have, I do have guns that have optics on them, and I will have them again. So, but should the priority for me, or for you, for that matter, what's your priority? Would you rather have a good standard gun with good solid sights and carry spare magazines, or would you rather have a gun that has a light and has an optic and a bottle opener? So, you know, I know some people that say don't carry a spare magazine. And, you know, if you were listening earlier today, you heard my man Bob Keller of Gamut at Resolution say, I don't carry spare magazines. I carry spare magazines. I'm going to carry spare magazines. I have spare magazines on me, and I have others in the car in case it gets really bad, although they will be at the car, so I guess I'll be fighting my way to that. But I ask you that question. Where is your priority on that? I'm just curious. And you can let me know by, you know, you can, you know, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. Now, I'll be back in about 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, ever, ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.